Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life.
Hello, everybody. This is Josh.
And this is Scott.
And we're glad to be back. It seems like we're back. Everybody's back from fall break, I think.
Finally.
It messes me up when the schools don't put it all in sync. It feels like we got two or three weeks of everybody's kind of out of pocket for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It affects everything.
Mm-hmm. So it's good to be back on Sunday. And yes. Felt like fall, you know, for a minute. It was cool outside. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Yep, and we're back into this week, only for everybody to get ready for Thanksgiving break.
That's right. That's right.
And then Christmas break.
That's right.
We're a society that breaks all the time.
And to that, we do have a member information meeting tomorrow night.
That's right.
Yeah, so make sure you come out for that.
Yeah. What'd that have to do with fall break?
We're finished.
That's right. We finished fall break, and now we're going to have the member information meeting. Tomorrow night at 6.
That's right.
Well, this is Tuesday, so that means Wednesday night at 6.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we had a great service on Sunday, picking up, continuing on in Acts. Last week, we didn't do a podcast last week, but last week you preached on Ananias and Sapphira.
Mm-hmm.
And then we picked up in the second half of Acts chapter 5, so give us a little flyover.
Yeah.
Of that.
We looked at it from the standpoint of history, redemptive history, like tried to locate this particular situation in history, and then also looked at it from the standpoint of the human heart.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we? We're at the point where we're still in Jerusalem, the gospel and the early church, still young, hasn't expanded yet beyond just the city of Jerusalem. And yet, and it's the gospel is actually gathering more and more people, and the church is growing, and the evidence of God's favor is on the apostles through signs and wonders. Their authority is established, and the community is strong.
Yeah.
And then, so in Acts chapter 5, then there is a great persecution. And a group of people called the Sadducees, they're a part of the Jewish council, and they particularly are pointed out as being jealous and filled with jealousy, it says. And then they try to shut down the witness of the apostles. They tell them, don't speak anymore in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they do. And so the whole scene, people need to read the rest of chapter 5. They get put in prison, the angel gets them out, they go preach, they're brought before the council, they're warned again not to preach, and they say, we're going to obey God, not men. And then the council beats them and lets them go. So it's those early signs of persecution in the city of Jerusalem as the church is just beginning. Okay, so again, the two angles we looked at it are history, where are we, and where we are in the Bible in God's redemptive history is the beginning of the church, and now the persecution of the church, and yet God continues to do his work, keeps them, holds them, protects them. Even though they're beaten, he keeps the gospel going, keeps his church alive, won't let his church be squashed. That's the historical part. But then the human heart part is the Sadducees do what they do driven by jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to look at that from a couple of angles. Number one is just to realize that much of human history, I mean, human history is just not events or like cultural movements and political movements. It's not only that. There's always a human element.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the events, behind the political and economic and cultural movements, there are human beings who have motivations.
Yeah.
And then that also then tells us the great need, which is the gospel aims at the heart. So it was a way of looking at an event that we maybe often read as and say, oh, that happened. But no, more happened than what we think happened.
Yeah.
God's moving in history, and he's sovereign over it, but human motivation comes into play too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, you made a statement in there kind of distinguishing between messages being pointed at not just behavior changing, but at the heart itself.
Yeah.
Why not just preach sermons that are just about behavior?
Yeah.
Like, just tell us what to do.
Yeah.
Instead of heart stuff. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, let's ask maybe where in the text we would even that question would even come up. Mm-hmm. It says about the Sadducees, before they arrested the apostles, before they charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and before they beat them, it says they were filled with jealousy. Mm. So the issue for them, the motivation for them, was more than just a philosophical, ideological, religious. Something was going on in their heart that was sinful. Mm-hmm. They were jealous of God's favor on the apostles. They were jealous that many people were coming to faith in Jesus Christ and were following Jesus and not them. Mm. So why talk about the heart and aim at the heart and not just the behavior? Because the problem is in the heart. Mm. Like, that's where the problem is. These are not just random events. Oh, okay, they beat the apostles. Well, okay. No. They beat the apostles because they had sin in their heart.
Yeah.
And so that's why. So if we just say, well, you know, we're just going to tell people what to do, or people just need to do better, it doesn't take into the full account the makeup of the human being. Mm. That there are deep motivations, and that because of sin, those deep motivations are dark. And they lead to something like trying to shut down the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of like dealing with symptoms versus dealing with the actual disease a person deals with, right? You can put a Band-Aid on something, but might not help the underlying cause.
Yeah, that is correct. So you got two things there. One is just understanding what's happening. And then two is what then do you do about it? Mm-hmm. So like, what's happening? So when you look at history, you say, well, what's happening in history is on this date, there was a war. On this date, there was an assassination. Mm-hmm. On this date, there was a whole new political movement that swept through Europe. On this date, there was a revolution in America, you know. But that's only part of the story.
Yeah.
At this time, sinful men and women were motivated by things like jealousy to then start movements or even wars.
Yeah.
So the wars are not started by nice people. You know, wars are started by people who've got some motivation to take stuff over.
Right.
You know, to overpower, to gain power. So you just got to know what's happening in history. It's still history, but there's more to it than just this happened on a date.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw in the Sadducees. I mean, a major event in the history of Christianity, which is the beginning of persecution among the early church, an attempt to shut down the name of Jesus Christ, happened because some Sadducees were jealous. God is sovereign over it all. That was the main point too. Go back and listen to the sermon, okay? God hasn't lost control here.
Yeah.
He's sovereign over all, and they're actually a tool in God's hands, but they're still responsible for what they did.
Yeah.
And then to the solution. Yeah. If we're going to help understand what to do, it's not just, well, let's see if we can, you know, change the events of the future, you know, have better events in the future. It's, you know, we'll have to have our hearts changed. Mm-hmm. And that means we have to preach the gospel and aim at the human heart.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we can play this out in our head as a what if, but I mean, like if we can't ever see this, so this is kind of we shouldn't even maybe be talking down this line, but because we really can't know what's going to happen. But let's just say, for the sake of an illustration here, that we could see a person coming to faith in Jesus, a person who would be powerful and would be influential in either a country or in the world, who came to faith in Jesus Christ, and his or her heart was changed, and it took a whole different course, and it affected the events.
Yeah.
I mean, we can only assume that could happen, right?
Right.
So the gospel has to be preached to the human heart. Because that's what drives human actions.
Yeah.
And human actions lead to big historic events.
Yeah, that's right. We kind of see a little bit of that in Peter himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Peter not just kind of manning up, but that something's happened in his life that's transformed him from someone who had denied Jesus just a couple months before to someone who's making this bold proclamation. And that's not just grit your teeth and be a man and be courageous, but there's something more than just do the activities of manning up.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good illustration, a good real example. So here's Peter. He denies Jesus, but something happens to him. Mm-hmm. What happens to him is he has an encounter with Christ, who forgave him, who commissioned him. Mm-hmm. He's filled with the Spirit of Christ. He's now a man in Christ, and Christ is in him. And so here we are now, just a couple of months later, a few months later, and Peter, rather than denying Christ, is saying, we will obey God rather than men, and he's going to preach the gospel, even though he is beaten for doing it.
Yeah.
So what happened? His heart. Mm-hmm. A fundamental change in who he is affected the course of history. Here, for the good, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Sadducees rejected that. And so it was their jealousy that led to the events of persecution. And there you have it. So we can, you know, I'm not pretending to be a historian or to be able to predict the future. I'm just going with the simple message of the gospel. The Apostle Paul will become for us another grand example of this as we're continuing on in Acts. The course of history was changed because Jesus Christ transformed a human heart. So there's the connection between history and the heart.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to draw out Sunday, and we'll continue to see as we go along.
Yeah. And I guess as we move on in Acts, you see hearts continue to be transformed, and then you see jealous hearts continue to bubble over.
Uh-huh.
And God uses it all to push the gospel message further and further out from that kind of ground zero in Jerusalem.
Yeah, that's right. God is sovereign over it all, and yet we also are responsible to preach the gospel to the heart, and we're responsible for responding to it in faith. And it leads us to prayer, and I'll wrap up with this, but on Sunday I did kind of ask the question, what are we doing when we are reading of the events in history, playing out in our history?
Yeah.
Do we ever realize that wars and conflicts that are happening in the world today have behind them? They do have things like, you know, ideology, religion, political ideology, economic philosophy, all that. It is there. But do we realize that there are real human beings making these kinds of decisions that start and perpetuate wars? Like people.
Yeah.
And that those people are motivated just as much by things like jealousy as they are grand ideologies.
Yeah.
And so are we praying for that? Are we aiming for that when we are presenting the gospel?
Yeah.
I hope so. We should be.
Yeah. That's great. And you said you realized that this sermon is a part one of two kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it was a long one, which I knew. I knew going in. I just didn't tell anybody up front. So we'll finish up chapter 5 this week with a little more focus on the actual persecution part.
Okay.
Of the church and the response to that.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it.